From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. UN and humanitarian agencies say hundreds of migrants are feared drowned last week in at least three shipwrecks on the Mediterranean as people from Africa try to reach Europe aboard vessels operated by smugglers out of Libya. The Italian Navy brought dozens of bodies and many survivors to Italian ports, but was unable to rescue perhaps as many as 700 or more in the worst migrant tragedy on the high seas since April last year. William Spindler is with the UN High Commissioner for Refugees.
The Italian Navy has been doing a fantastic job. They have rescued about 14,000 people so far this week. But unfortunately, there have been a number of incidents where people have lost their lives. And in three separate shipwrecks, we estimate that 700 people might have died or are still missing.
In the worst incident, a fishing boat without a motor carrying an estimated 400 migrants being towed by a larger rubber boat sank. Witnesses say the captain ordered the tow line to be cut. Most on board are believed to have perished. In northeast Nigeria, at least five people, including a soldier, were killed Sunday in the town of Biu when an improvised explosive device exploded. A rickshaw driving close to a military checkpoint ran over the device on the outskirts of town and it detonated. Meanwhile, President Muhammadu Buhari has reached out to Niger Delta leaders in an effort to quell a surge of pipeline explosions that have contributed to a sharp drop in oil input.
I believe the way forward is to take a sustainable approach to address the issues that affect the Niger Delta community.
Mr. Buhari says that may include a controversial amnesty program that includes payments to former militants and offers of retraining. The militant group Niger Delta Avengers claimed responsibility for three attacks last week targeting oil giant Chevron and Shell. This is VOA News. Iraqi security forces have surrounded the Western Islamic State-held city of Fallujah on four sides ahead of an anticipated full-scale offensive. The Sunni stronghold has been held by IS longer than any other city in Iraq. The fighters are believed to be deeply entrenched. James Jeffrey, a former U.S. ambassador to Iraq, now is with the Washington Institute for Near East Policy.
Fallujah is a tough nut to crack. There's still somewhere between 30 and 50,000 residents of the city in there. They've been traditionally more pro-Al-Qaeda than anybody else in Iraq. Secondly, the very presence of civilians, and there are already complaints about the UN and about, you know, Médecins Sans Frontières, I believe, and others about the dangers of using mass firepower. So those are going to be problems. The question is whether they will fight to the bitter end in Fallujah, as they did in Ramadi.
Meanwhile, the IS-held city of Mosul to the north is under pressure from thousands of U.S.-backed Kurdish Peshmerga fighters from the east trying to retake a key road linking Erbil to Mosul. 2 days of fighting between Yemeni government and Houthi rebels killed nearly 50 people. Iranian-backed rebels attacked between central Marib and Shabwa provinces, but were beaten back by loyalist soldiers. A ceasefire between Yemeni forces and rebels has largely held, despite occasional flare-ups of fighting. The chief peace negotiator for Syria's mainstream opposition says he's quitting his post over the failure of UN-backed peace efforts to find a political solution to the country's long-running civil war. Mohamed Alush linked his decision to ongoing violence by Russian-backed government forces. Alush, a senior member of the powerful Jaish al-Islam rebel group, cited what he described as the stubbornness of the Assad regime and its continued bombardments and aggressions toward the Syrian people. At least five UN peacekeepers from Togo were killed, one wounded Sunday in an ambush in central Mali. Their convoy came under attack some 30 kilometers from Zaware and Mopti region. There was no immediate claim of responsibility. The attack came after five Malian and five Chadian UN peacekeepers were killed in separate attacks in recent days. The French and German leaders took part Sunday in solemn ceremonies in the forests of northeast France to remember the Battle of Verdun, a 10-month battle of World War I that began 100 years ago Sunday.
Gesamte Landschaft ist nach wie vor von den Kämpfen gezeichnet.
German Chancellor Angela Merkel said the landscape appears as it was before that fight. Verdun, she says, can now and must not leave us. It stands for the atrocity and senselessness of war. Some 300 days of fighting claim more than 300,000 lives, both French and German troops. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.